Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the 20th week in Ordinary Time. And from Italy, we hear from Father James Marchanda, a composer, musician, and preacher living in Chicago, Illinois, but right now on vacation in Abruzzo, Italy, up in the mountains, where his family is from. His preaching today is entitled, Step Up, Cry Out, and Do Something.
A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, Amen, I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and said, Who then can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, For men, this is impossible, but for God, all things are possible. Then Peter said to him in reply, We have given up everything and followed you. What will there be for us? Jesus said to them, Amen, I say to you, that you who have followed me in the new age, when the Son of Man is seated on his throne of glory, will yourselves sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has given up houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for the sake of my name will receive 100 times more and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, what a familiar and always challenging gospel. Amen, I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. Today, I propose approaching this gospel challenge not as individuals, but as nations. The more I ponder the Word of God, the more I sense such challenges are presented in Gospels like today's as addressed to whole nations, to whole peoples, to whole communities. We all have individual responsibilities, to be sure, especially those wealthy individuals among us. Nevertheless, I suggest we broaden our grasp of gospels such as today's to realize Jesus is speaking to large groupings of peoples, like nations, for example, and holding whole groups, whole nations, responsible for the world. I am constantly reminded of Matthew 25, that terrifyingly magnificent presentation of the final judgment. I was hungry, and you either gave or failed to give me food. I was naked, and you either clothed or failed to clothe me. I was homeless, and you either sheltered or failed to shelter me. I was lonely, and you either comforted or ignored me. Come, inherit the kingdom, or find your home in hell. The introduction to Matthew 25 is addressed to nations, not to individuals. A consideration of such a passage being addressed to the individuals is simply too small a perspective. Jesus teaches that the final judgment will be based on the response of nations to the plight of the peoples of the world. What a critical reminder and eye-opener for today's world. I read today's gospel in the very same light. The gospel is saying, nations, especially you wealthy, what have you done with your immense wealth on behalf of the starving of the world? Nations, especially you wealthy, why are you allowing the children of Gaza to die of starvation? Nations, especially you wealthy, how much of your resources has gone into the production of weapons of mass destruction? How much for the manufacture of guns, rifles, and explosives of every kind? How much of your wealth is responsible for the killing of untold numbers of innocent people and children? Nations, especially you wealthy, has your wealth selfishly served a sense of security only for yourselves? Or has your wealth been put at the service of the world? Has it helped to lift peoples and nations out of sickness and poverty? Nations, especially you wealthy, has your wealth been used only on yourselves? Only on making yourselves great? Or has your wealth contributed to the reign of God on earth? On earth, not just in your homeland. How will the rich nations of the world answer? How will the rich nations of the world stand before God? How will the rich nations of the world fare in the final judgment? Nations of the world, prepare to answer before your God. I was thinking whether a nation's national symbol is the lion, the Royal Bengal tiger, the Eurasian brown bear, the giant panda, the bald eagle, or the American bison. Know that you will have no better luck at getting through the eye of a needle than the camel featured in today's gospel. In the sixth chapter of St. Luke's Gospel, verses 24 to 26, the Sermon on the Plain, Jesus says, "Woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation." Friends, we cannot remain small-minded, actually believing that our national wealth is there just to make ourselves great. Let us, the little people who know better, pray for the generosity of the great nations to which we belong. Let us pray for our political leaders and urge them to end all circles of selfishness and narrow notions of nationalism. Let us confront our nations and tell them that this gospel is for them and that we don't want to go down with the ship. Let us tell them that the eye of this needle is before them and that the time to do something about it is now. It is now like it has never been before. Let us help our nations squeeze through the eye of a needle. Let us step up, cry out, and do something.